Hasn't it been encouraging this morning to hear those testimonies, reminding us of God's faithfulness, the strength of his love, the kindness of his people in supporting one another. In a few moments, we're going to be gathering around the table. But first, I'd just like to read to you a few verses from Hebrews chapter 10. We have then, my brothers and sisters, complete freedom to go into the most holy place by means of the death of Jesus. He opened for us a new way, a living way through the curtain, that is, through his own body. We have a great priest in charge of the house of God. So let us come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith, with hearts that have been purified from a guilty conscience and with bodies washed with clean water. Let us hold on firmly to the hope we profess, because we can trust God to keep his promise. Let us be concerned for one another, to help one another, to show love and to do good. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together, as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another all the more, since you see that the day of the Lord is coming nearer. These words remind us that each one of us needs Jesus. But because of Jesus, we can come to God confidently and full of hope. And I'd like to briefly highlight three things that those few verses encourage us to do. Firstly, we're encouraged to hold on to our faith because God can be trusted. As we've already heard this morning, there are times for all of us when we find ourselves in situations that we would not choose. And yet, even at those times, God is with us and he never lets us go. As individuals, we sometimes find that life is not how we imagined it would be, maybe not how we would hoped it would be. As a church, maybe 12 months ago, you were imagining what it would be like in 2017, and maybe where we are now is different to where you thought we would be. But God is with us, and God can always be trusted. You know, I'm grateful to God that he doesn't sit each one of us down at the start of the year and tell us what the year was going to look like. Because if he did, I think a lot of us would find we have a lot more in common with Jonah than we would care to admit. We would be keen to run a mile. But God does promise to be with us, even in the valleys and the desert places. So however your year has started, can I encourage you, hold on to God today, tomorrow, in the days ahead. He can be trusted. Secondly, we're reminded that although our faith is personal to us, our faith is not a private thing. Our faith is something we profess. In other words, we own up to it. We acknowledge it. We admit it to other people. It is so good to come together and acknowledge God's goodness and faithfulness as a church family. But it is also exceptionally good to acknowledge God's goodness beyond our church community. As we've heard, being a Christian doesn't mean that our lives are exempt from pain or suffering or problems. Being a Christian means that we try to respond to those challenges in the way that God is calling us to, and that in every difficulty that we face, Jesus himself is with us, helping us through. You know, so many people who aren't yet Christians don't understand this. But as we profess our faith, as we share our experience, other people can see the power of God at work in our lives and may well be drawn nearer to him as a result. Finally, we're encouraged to support one another. Again, it's been amazing to hear how the love and prayers of the church family have helped and encouraged people over this past year. At this moment, I'd like to add to that, to say thank you to every one of you for the support that you've shown to me over the past year, but especially in the past 4 months. Thank you for the encouragement, for the concern, for the practical help, for the coming in and sending me home when I'd been working long hours. I've valued it greatly, and it's meant a huge amount to me. Although each one of us may find ourselves facing circumstances at times that we wouldn't choose, we do have a choice in the way that we act and interact with one another. And I really think it's a blessing to be part of a community that is caring and that is encouraging. And my hope and prayer through the year ahead is that we will continue to grow as a community, not only numerically, but also in love, in faith, and in encouragement and support to one another. Now, as is our custom, I'd like to invite you to join hands, and we're going to share the words of the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.